Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Crystal. I'm a fraud supervisor. How may I
Yes.
help you today, please?
Yes, ma'am. I found a charge for something called Better Improvement Daily with a telephone number, luckily for me, for $59.89. And this lady said I took a survey for a Dyson vacuum cleaner. I own a Shark. I have for owned Shark for 5 years, and I don't tend to get in Dyson, and I wouldn't know anything about a Dyson because I don't own one.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Could you verify your first and last name, please?
Yes, ma'am. Excuse me. It's Patricia Lynch.
Thank you, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I do apologize. However, this happened, someone did enter a sweepstakes to possibly get drawn to be the winner of a Dyson vacuum cleaner. When they did, this app Bite Tub came along with them. And it, I'm sure she told you it was an app that gives you easy to follow workouts, nutritional facts, recipes. But yes, ma'am, I do see she has you canceled. And so this is definitely fraud.
Just a moment, just a moment. I did see something on the computer about winning a vacuum cleaner. I thought it was a Shark vacuum cleaner, a cordless vacuum cleaner. I was to pay the shipping charges for it, and that was all. It was from Dollar Tree store or something like that, a store that a lot of us go to occasionally.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
But I have received no vacuum cleaner.
Yes, ma'am. They entered you into a sweepstakes, kind of like a lottery, to win the vacuum cleaner.
That's
So,
not, yeah,
yes.
that's what I thought.
Oh, yes,
Oh,
ma'am.
and it was going to be a small charge for shipping it, and it might have been $5.96, but it wasn't 59.89. No, I didn't want to be entered into anything like that. I would never do that. Yeah. Well, I'll have to call my.
No, let's see. So this is definitely not fraud. You do recall,
Well, it said anything about a Dyson vacuum cleaner. As a matter of fact, it was a Shark. What they showed in the picture was a Shark cordless vacuum cleaner. I was to pay the shipping charges. I have been waiting and waiting and waiting for this vacuum cleaner. It was supposedly, I had won it. And I have been a customer of that store, so yeah. This is not good.
Okay. So this is not fraud. I get where you're coming from. I get what you're saying. I do apologize. But they did enter you into a sweepstakes to possibly win that vacuum cleaner. You haven't become a winner yet.
Yeah, no, I no, I now I've got a bad taste in my mouth. I thought it was a Shark vacuum cleaner, that's what it showed, and not a Dyson, and I don't know anything about a Dyson vacuum cleaner. I would not have chosen one unless I read something good about it. Well, now that you talk to me about entering a sweepstakes, yeah, nothing was like that. As a matter of fact, they said there were only two left. So I agreed to pay for the shipping, and assuming that that was one of the two that were left. So the people who were doing it were fraudulently putting it on a computer, or you know what I'm saying.
I'm not sure about the wording. I'm not able to see that. I do know the terms and conditions are online though, when this happens, but I do apologize, but they did charge you that $59.89, but we have established that's not fraud. You just would you like me to transfer you to over to a supervisor to help with those charges?
I would. I certainly would.
Okay, because yes, I'm with the fraud department.
Well,
So,
I
ESM
didn't
could.
I didn't even understand it when she did. She said it was,
Oh.
yeah.
Okay, let's see exactly what we can do for you. I do
I
see
didn't
where.
ask the fraud
Yes.
department, but
Okay.
it.
Oh, they just put you through to me. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
ESM, it was $59.89.
59.89 is a lot of money to
I
enter.
get it. I get it, ma'am. I understand, but the app also came with it.
Yeah.
But let's see exactly what we can do
All right.
to try to help you out. I do see it was done.
Let me tell you, I just
okay.
lost my husband. I have not
Oh.
been paid my insurance payment
Oh.
even yet, which is terrible. I'm fighting with Social Security even.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. They want my marriage certificate. I've been married for 61 years.
Oh.
Why would I have my marriage certificate?
Oh, I know. I have mine. The only way I have mine is because it's in my Bible where I put my birth certificate and marriage certificate. But
Well,
yes, Sam.
If you'd lived around the country as many times as we have.
Oh, I understand. Yes, Sam. No problem.
Oh,
Yes,
I
Sam.
have to be careful of what I have. My outgo right is now because it's going into my savings. And I'm in a retirement community, and it
Oh.
costs me $4,000 a month.
Oh, God bless it. Oh, yes,
Yes.
ma'am.
So
Okay.
I'm trying to watch. And it isn't the first time that my card has been hacked. I have had as many as 3 different credit card numbers in 1 year because of fraudulent things. So that's why I look at my, you know, at my bill every month. That's why I happened to look at this, and I thought, I don't recognize this at all. I better call about it.
I get it. I understand.
All
Okay.
right.
Let's see. You were only charged for that 1 month. Let's see what we can
Yeah, yes.
figure out for you. Okay, sure.
All
Let's see
right.
what we can figure out.
I
I
would
do,
appreciate
instead of
that.
having to transfer you to a supervisor, let's see what I can do.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I do see where I'm able to do a refund of $55. It tells me there's a $5 non-refundable fee.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, that's what I, as a matter of fact, you know, that's what I was looking for. And, you know, I thought they were going to, I thought I was going to see a charge of $5.95.
Okay. Yeah, I do apologize, but I can issue that refund of $55, and I have canceled your account to stop all future charges. Would you like that refund?
Yes. Oh, $55 would be fine.
Oh, awesome. Okay. Let's get that taken care of for you now.
All righty.
Since we established it wasn't fraud, but we're still going to take care of you. Your refund of $55 will be back in your account in 3 to 5 business days.
Okay.
The account is totally canceled.
My
There's
going
to be, I'm sorry.
It'll show on my next month's bill. Yes.
Definitely. Definitely.
All righty. Thank you. And your name, ma'am, is?
Oh, my name is Crystal.
Crystal. And what's the company that you're with, Crystal?
You see, By Tub.
By? B-U-Y?
No, ma'am. No, ma'am. Let's spell it. B as in boy.
Yes.
I as in igloo.
Uh-huh.
T as in Tom. E as in Edward. S as in Sam. No spot in space. Keep going. H, it's going to be a capital H as in Harry. U as in umbrella. And B as in boy.
Okay. Well, it's a nerd word I haven't heard before.
I understand. I understand.
All right. Well, thank you very much. At least that's some help to me then. I really appreciate your help.
You're so welcome. And you're going to have that refund in 3 to 5
You know,
days. I'm sorry?
My daughter has always said, don't look at the side of the things that are on the computer. And I don't. But this wasn't on the side of the computer. This
oh.
came under my email. And
yes,
it was a store that I had been to. And I thought, well, that was nice. So,
yes, ma'am.
So. They wanted to give away this vacuum cleaner, which I could use to clean up kitty litter, I guess.
Oh,
you
I've
know.
Got a three-legged cat. Yes, Sam, so I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I got my big shark. I'd have something that I didn't have to plug in, and I could just clean up the kitty litter. So I thought, shoot.
Yes, ma'am.
That's
yes,
great.
Ma'am.
All righty.
Thank you so much for calling customer service, and I hope you have a terrific afternoon.
Well, thank you. I hope so, too. I have to go to the doctor's this afternoon.
Oh, well, I'll say a little prayer for you, ma'am. God bless you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, ma'am, for calling customer service. Bye-bye.
Bye.